It is a very beautiful Monday. I think the celebration continues. I wasn't even asking you a question.
I was just stating a fact.
My apologies then for jumping in, well, but we've got sunshine out there.
Well, there is so much. We are broadcasting live from DeLuca's Place in the Park, the place for the international breakfast here on Monday. A lot of things scheduled. You know, when you put it on the calendar, you put the 20th down, you know things that are going on. And then, of course, you got the Cavaliers with their big win yesterday. So we try to work that into our program as well. But right now, we move from, well, the Cavaliers won yesterday. The Indians have swept. And let's check in with Bob DiBiasio of the Cleveland Indians. This is our Tribe Talk and Trivia with Bob DiBiasio of the Indians, brought to you on AM 930 WEOL by Dale's Market at Deli on 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, boys. First of all, congrats to our neighbors next door. What a terrific effort, a historic effort by the Cavaliers.
It's one of those things that also inspires the other sports teams as well. They think, I want a piece of that excitement, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, that's the goal of everybody, is to be the last man standing. And that's our goal for this season. We're playing well, as you just mentioned. We did sweep the Chicago White Sox, so a very fun weekend at Progressive Field.
And, of course, it came in exciting fashion, too. We had two walk-offs this weekend.
Yeah, we did. Carlos Santana on Friday night with the home run, and Jose Ramirez yesterday with a shot to right field that I think one of the statistics I read was that since 2013, the Cleveland Indians have more walk-off wins than any other team in Major League Baseball at their home ballpark. So it's that's nice to know that we have some Progressive Field magic working. I think it's been 15 walk-off wins since that time.
And speaking of the magic, more of it hopefully. The Rays come to town. Josh Tomlin looking to get win number 9 tonight.
Yeah, win number 9 for Josh. Tampa Bay does come to town for 3. We've got Josh Tomlin, Corey Kluber, and Trevor Bauer on the mound. So hopefully we feel real good about it, winning a series, which is what you go for, winning 2 out of 3 here, staying atop the American League Central Division. Then we go on the road for a 3-city, 10-game road trip that includes Detroit, Atlanta, and 4 in Toronto before come home for the July 4th holiday. We play Monday, July 4th against the Detroit Tigers, and then the Yankees come to town for 4, and then it's the All-Star break. So it's pretty wild that we're getting close to concluding the first half of the baseball season here.
And if things go our way, we could be in first place when the All-Star break happens, and that's always a goal for any team in Major League Baseball.
Well, it is. You know, at Memorial Day, you want to make sure you're in the hunt, but you're not too far behind, and that was true with us. Then at the All-Star break, you really want to make sure that, you know, you're not falling behind. But then when the calendar turns to, you know, mid-August and the pennant race really begins, that's when you want to be atop your division and playing your good baseball and being healthy as a baseball team. So, but some great team wins, good pitching this weekend, terrific ball games, that great crowds. We had close to 90,000 people for the weekend. You know, people poured out, had a blast, and let's keep this thing rolling.
Well, we've got this morning some tickets to give away in our Tribe Talk and Trivia, courtesy of Dale's Market in Deli. It is 4 tickets for the Indians taking on Oakland on July 29th. When we get back, after this word from Dale's Market in Deli, we'll get the trivia question from Bob this morning.
Start your day right. On your way to work, stop in at Dale's Market in Deli in Elyria for a cup of coffee and everything else you need to get through your Monday. Then start planning your next big party. Dale's Market and Deli provides fried chicken, deli veggie and cheese trays, pastry trays, photo cakes, whatever you can think of for any special event. Just call or stop in. Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. Large enough to serve you, small enough to care.
Always topical with your trivia, Bob. What do you have for us this morning?
Well, the Cleveland Indians, with the sweep of the Chicago White Sox this weekend, have now won 8 straight home games. What is the longest home winning streak in Cleveland Indians history?
What is the longest home winning streak in Cleveland Indians history? Just a clue, it happened in the mid-90s.
322-0930,
246-0930, that's the number, 322-0930, 246-0930. And if you know the answer, you'll pick up the 4 tickets for the Indians-Oakland game on July 29th. Bob, we will talk again next week. Have a good week.
Yeah, you guys too as well. Have a great week. Go Tribe.